Hi, is it Joma?
Hi, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Do you have a couple of minutes?
How many questions are we talking, though?
Approximately 10 or 15 questions. I'll try to get through it as quickly as possible to get you back to your day.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. All right, now...
I'm sorry. Hold on one second, please. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead with your question.
All right, so how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age?
45.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just bear with me here. Okay, and bear with me here. How would you describe your race?
Mixed.
Mixed, okay. Would that be Hispanic, Latino, or African-American, white Caucasian?
No. What, you want both races?
Yes.
Let me ask a question. Do you have to pick one?
Well, it's not mandatory, but yes, it does help us get like a better idea on the survey.
Okay, African-American.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Now, what grades are your children currently in?
Junior, freshman.
Okay, so that would be 9th and 10th, correct?
11th.
11th, sorry about that. Thank you so much. All right, which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? Public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial, or
public school.
Public school, okay. To the best of your knowledge.
Actually, can you pick more than one?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Now, the options that we have is a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format.
All right, can you choose more than one option? Because I have two kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's do public run by public charter.
Okay.
And then just a regular public.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools. Okay. Thank you. Now, you mentioned you had a child in 11th grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school, strictly, okay? So, first, which of the following best describes the school where your 11th grade child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial?
Public charter.
Okay, public charter. Thank you. All right. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 11th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 11th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early?
This year, it's only been like week one.
Right.
So, yeah, it's hard for me to gauge. Just real quick, you guys are calling about the community. I'm sorry, remind me what the survey is about?
Yes, basically, this survey is about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area.
Oh, Massachusetts as a whole.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Your answer was too early to tell this year, right? Since they just began.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, when thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors will be the most important to you?
I'm sorry, the what?
When thinking about a grade for your child's school, like, what factors will be the most important to you? You know, this can be, something, that you may think of.
Oh, like a great school? You're saying great? G-R-E-A-T?
No, like when speaking about your child's school, like what factors, will be the most important to you? Like what do you consider?
Well, for me, it would be, how the school rates when it comes to their graduation rate. Is one thing. A second thing is location. Well, this is not in no particular order, but location, the rating of the school. I'm trying to think. The ratio of teachers to students. I'm trying to think. We should reach students and the kind of services that they provide.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that open answer. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your 11th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How about in terms of math, is your 11th grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Does your 11th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
IEP? No, she does not.
Okay. Thank you. Does your 11th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your 11th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay. Thank you. How much have you discussed your 11th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Great deal.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following do you think your 11th grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program?
Bachelor's.
Or
bachelor's. Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, I'm almost done, okay? It would just take me a few more minutes with the questions.
Sure.
I'll get you back to your day. I really do appreciate you taking the time. How well is your 11th grade child's school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all. Not at all well.
Not too well. I'm not impressed.
Okay. Okay, thank you. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
My most significant challenge to what?
For your child, as they work to achieve their post high school goals?
Post high school goals, the challenges. What are the challenges besides me missing her a great deal? That's a tough question because I really haven't. We have like a year and a half left. So, challenges. To make sure she's in a good school, make sure she has financial stability when she goes to school. Challenges post high school. Post high school. I haven't even thought about that. So I guess those two for now. So I can think on top of my head.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your candidness. Now, you said your 11th grade child would most likely begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident?
Very confident.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. Now, when thinking about the possibility of your 11th grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? Total tuition costs. Is that a major
concern? That's on the top of the list. Top of the list.
Okay, so you would say that's a major concern, I would gather.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, the cost of room and board.
Mm-hmm.
Major concern?
Major.
A minor concern?
Major.
The cost of books. Is that a major concern? A minor concern?
Oh.
Or not a concern.
Nobody buys books anymore. So
the second to last one. What's second to last option?
Minor concern.
Minor concern.
Okay. And one last one on this part: the cost of applying to college.
Minor concern.
Okay. Thank you. Minor concern. All right. Now, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
Some people.
Okay. All right. As you may know, vocational technical or VOC tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your 11th grade child school offer vocational training?
No.
Okay. Do you think vocational technical programs in your 11th grade child school would benefit your child's future career opportunities or not? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 11th grade child after they finish high school? Consider it? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your 11th grade child?
I wouldn't consider it for her because I feel it's too late. Like, she's almost done with school. So I guess what's the point? Oh, you mean after to join? Like, what do you mean? I'm sorry. Ask that question again. I'm sorry.
Yes. It would be like, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your 11th grade child?
Post high school or while she's in high school?
While she's in high school.
Oh, it's too late for her. I mean, to get to be in a vocational school, you need at least 3 or 4 years into it, and she's a junior, so it wouldn't make sense.
I see. I see. Okay. Now, when thinking about post high school plans for your 11th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Family members. Is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Oh, it's very, very important.
Okay. Okay. How about guidance counselors? Very important.
Somewhat important.
Okay. Your influence as a parent, is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Oh, very, very, very important.
Okay. Teachers. How about teachers? Very important.
Somewhat important.
Somewhat, okay. College prep programs.
Ooh, very important.
Okay. Friends and peers plans. Very important, somewhat important.
Oh,
not important.
Okay. Would that be not so important or not at all important?
She does value her friends. Let's say not so important.
Okay, got it. Now, how well is your 11th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Very well. Somewhat well.
You're asking me a general question. I wish it was more specific to a teacher. But if I have to say, generally speaking, I would say somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Okay. Now, which opportunities, if any, does your 11th grade child's high school offer? Advanced placement or international bachelorette courses?
They offer AP courses.
Oh, okay. Dual enrollment courses?
Okay. No. Oh, yes, they do, actually. Yes, they do.
Okay. How about early college courses?
Yes.
Okay. And one last one, work-based learning or internship opportunities?
No, they don't offer that.
Okay. Okay, now which of the following best describes your 11th grade child? They have already started applying to college. They will likely apply to college later. They will likely not.
They will likely apply to college later. Okay. Well, wait, hold on. What's the first one?
The first one is they have already started applying to college.
Oh, they have already started applying to colleges.
Okay, great. I'll change that. Now, how much would you say you know about the college admissions process? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Okay.
From memory, I guess. It's been a while for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much would you say you know about the financial aid process for college?
Oh, somewhat.
Okay. Would it be like a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
Actually, you know what? Things have changed. It's been over like 20-some years. So a fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Just about done. Now, to what extent do you believe the cost of college might impact your 11th grade child's choice of what college to attend? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Well, this is America, so I have to say a great deal.
Okay. All right. Now, has your 11th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
No.
Okay. All right. Has your 11th grade child taken any courses that offer college credit while in high school?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, which of the following career development activities has your 11th grade child participated in while in high school? Career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internships or co-op programs, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. Now, to the best of your knowledge, does your 11th grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
Okay. All right. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Okay. Any others besides English?
Nope.
Okay. All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Bachelor's. You got it. Okay. All right. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000. 25 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100,000.
Right there.
Okay. Okay. And finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02132.
132, okay. 32. Okay. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Now, your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Now, would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Let me think. You were delightful, and I liked your tone and your voice. That's the only reason I answered. I'm going to say no. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
Okay. Completely understandable. Now, I really, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much. I really want to take the time to thank you for taking the time to fill this survey out for me. It really helps us, okay?
All righty.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I wish you have a great evening.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you. Take care.